It seems odd to call fringe festivals a tradition because they're pretty anti-traditional in nature, but they've been around now for almost 70 years, providing audiences around the world the opportunity to go to the boundaries of what they know as theater and then go a few steps beyond. The shows are so eclectic that something is bound to catch your imagination, and that's the kind of show Michael Pulliam has put together with the weekend-long Maui Fringe Theater Festival 2016. He's on the line to give us a preview. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
All right.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, sure. I mean, I think that this whole process of going to the fringes is very much part of what keeps theater alive, don't you?
I think it is. I mean, a lot of the shows that have come to our festival over the years find themselves moving on to larger halls, larger theaters. One show ended up doing an off-Broadway run. Some of the shows that started off at the Maui Fringe ended up going to Oahu and other islands, and so it's kind of a launching pad for individuals on their way up.
And in order to create the kind of thing that becomes a fringe festival event, it's sort of you deliberately want to break some boundaries and sort of get into some new territory. So it's very freeing for the artists themselves, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's theater without boundaries, and at the same sense, if you have something that's not a little bit out there, it sort of goes against the grain of what a fringe is supposed to be. There's a lot of ways you could describe it. You could call it a passion project. If someone doesn't necessarily enjoy a personal play, mm-hmm. they might call it interesting, but then the person sitting right next to them might say it's powerful.
Yeah.
So it's eclectic in the sense that there's something for everybody. I almost liken it to a buffet. You can be the type of person that fills your plate with one
right.
of everything, or you can just sample two or three shows. And some people like to make it a full day, and they stay at the theater all day long, and other people, come for an hour or two all 3 days. So you can kind of mix and match and choose whatever fits your life best.
Well, Michael, I always like events where if you don't like something, you're likely to like the next thing.
Right.
Right.
Well, I actually,
stick around,
my
right?
background with Fringe started with the Chicago Fringe Festival. And in Chicago, they say, if you don't like the weather, just wait an hour. And that's kind of how Fringe is.
Same thing, yeah.
Wait an hour and watch the next show, and perhaps that will be the one that you you love the most.
Well, also, and this applies to all the arts, really, not just theater, but when you look back at really important, groundbreaking works, chances are, when they first came out, they bothered somebody.
Yeah, well, I think the best example of Fringe success goes way, way back to Edinburgh in the 50s, and Graham Chapman and John Cleese mm-hmm. were performing at an alternative site and pubs and bookstores, and they were certainly alternative and on the edge for the 1950s, and of course that led to Monty Python and the vast success that they achieved in the late 60s and 70s.
Yeah, and who could imagine a world without Monty Python?
Absolutely.
And yet, nothing really could have prepared us. That's a good example, because there wasn't a lot of precedent for something like them. I guess the English had that tradition of anarchic humor with the Goon Show and things like that, but it was kind of an extension of things that had gone before, but it pushed boundaries.
Absolutely. We had a show last year called Mandarin Orange that, and you get a lot of these at Fringe Festival solo shows, and she played about 13 different characters, and some, this was a tiny, howly lady from Texas, essentially playing all these different characters as she was living in China. And it was a bit jarring to see her portray all these different Chinese characters. And that's kind of what you get in Fringe, is that, you can read a description and say, I like that, and then you have to go see it and either be impressed or maybe it's not your cup of tea, and then you go see the next show. We've got one this year called Murder, Blood, Bear Story by Caitlin Schiller. She's coming out from L.A. It's quirky. I guess you could call it a comedy drama, but it's really about a fictional character on a quest who decides that she needs to find a bear in the wilds, and attempts to do so with blueberries as bait. And it's weird, it's funny, but I think a lot of people are going to love it.
And I would think with a show like that, you would be left with the impression that no other person on earth could have done this particular show. And I think that's the success of a really good one-person show like that.
Absolutely. There's another one. This is our first entry coming from Oahu called Money Talks. And it's created by Lucy Lynch and Marcia Magger. And they are essentially taking the idea of a TED Talk, combining it with a Broadway musical. These are ideas that you and I would never come up with, but what our idea would be, nobody else would come up with.
Exactly, exactly. Well, certainly I'm looking forward to this, Michael, and you know, as the day gets closer, I want to talk to some of these individual artists, because you found some really interesting people, and now to the point where they find you, I would imagine.
Well, we always go out looking for certain shows. We always have a couple of shows that end up doing another Fringe instead. But then there's always three or four that just show up. We had no idea where they come from or how they heard about us. It's just word of mouth, and a couple of those shows end up being the biggest surprises of the entire festival. You know, wonderful surprises, not just for us at the EL Theater, but the audiences as well.
Well, surprises are what we're looking for, Michael. Thanks very much for talking with us.
And thank you for having me.
Sure. Michael Pulliam is a producer of the Maui On Stage production of the Maui Fringe Theater Festival 2016, a weekend marathon of the performing arts, January 22nd through 24th at the historic Iao Theater. And you can find out more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.